From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ivory Coast is holding the first round of a presidential election Sunday, and current President Alassane Ouattara, who is widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory.
Because Ivorians want peace. They want to get out of what we experienced in 2010. They really want to move ahead with prosperity, progress, peace, and for us to get together and work for the best of the nation.
The president spoke to reporters after he cast his ballot. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country's post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Voters in the Republic of Congo are deciding whether to change the constitution so President Denis Sassou Nguesso can run for another term. The amendments up for a vote in Sunday's referendum would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. Opponents of the 71-year-old Nguesso have called for voters to boycott the poll. At least four people were killed in anti-referendum protests in the capital of Brazzaville on Tuesday. President Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009. Tanzanians also went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what is expected to be a tight race in the East African country. VOA correspondent Jill Craig visited several polling stations in Dar es Salaam on Sunday. She reports that voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. The National Electoral Commission of Tanzania says it expects to announce the winner of the presidential vote within 3 days. VOA News.